right, just repeat after me. This is very basic. I, Rochelle.
I, Rochelle.
Take you, Yana.
Take you, Yana.
To be my wife.
We're right outside the Leon County Clerk's office Tuesday morning, standing beneath an oak tree. It's still cold, but the sun has crept up high enough to send bright shafts of light down through the branches. And that's nice, but we're surrounded by office buildings. You can hear car tires screeching around the corner. And there's a guy smoking a cigarette on a bench maybe 20 feet away. The smell of nicotine occasionally drifts by. But as Rochelle Cornwall recites her vows, Iona Powell is grinning from ear to ear. Cornwall and Powell are one of the couples that came to the clerk's office prepared. But for many, the official marriage has to wait a few days. Here's Leon County Clerk Bob Inzer.
Actually, the way this works is when you get a license, the effective date of the license is 3 days from the date that you come in and make that application. Now, if in fact you provide us a certificate showing that you've gone through marital counseling, or if you're out-of-state residents, basically the effective date of the license is today.
Powell and Cornwall had done their counseling already, so Tuesday morning they were ready to go. But they weren't the very first couple in the county to get married.
Yeah. We were the first to get married, and two people got a license before us, but they didn't get married.
That's Marcy and Rebecca McDonald. They've been together for 14 years. Rebecca admits she didn't really think this day would ever come, but not Marcy.
Because the Bible says you have not because you ask not, and I was asking.
That's not to say they weren't a bit anxious, though. Here's Rebecca.
We went to bed very late and then couldn't fall asleep. We just kept laying there and couldn't sleep. So
we were running around doing our wedding vows, emailing our pastor.
And the McDonald's weren't alone.
No sleep?
No sleep.
None at all.
Butterflies. Tomorrow we got to get up early in the morning so we can go to the courthouse.
Yeah. I couldn't sleep. I mean, I literally could not go to sleep. I kept waiting and waiting and waiting for that time to hit midnight.
No sleep.
Very nervous. Yeah.
That was Peggy and Remy Brock, Susan Gage, she's now married to Isabella Potts, and Jim Van Riper and Miles Robertson. Van Riper is a longtime Tallahassee City employee, and the entire city commission, as well as a handful of county commissioners and even the local state representative, were on hand to congratulate him. Here's Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum.
We're the capital city. We're right here in the panhandle. We're not a monolith. There are people right here in this region of the state who believe in equality and believe in fairness and believe in the law. And it is a law. And we're upholding that law. And we're doing it very symbolically here today.
But on Monday afternoon, John Stemberger, president of the Florida Family Policy Council and the driving force behind the Florida constitutional amendment restricting marriages, called the process illegitimate and said it ignores the will of 5 million voters who passed the initiative back in 2008.
And I think this is not the way democracy should work. It's not the way a constitutional republic should work. The judges that have found these new rights have kind of made them up out of thin air. They have no history. They have no tradition in our country.
Gillum says he understands some people have trouble reconciling with their beliefs.
But those who are on the other side of this issue, I hope they get with it quickly, because the truth is I think one day they may wake up and look back and have to show some level of regret for where they stood on this part of our evolution as a society.
I, Yana, take you, Rochelle.
I, Yana, take you, Rochelle.
To be my wife, partner in life, and my one true love.
To be my wife, my partner in life, and my one true love.
The irony is opponents argue same-sex marriage will somehow undermine social relationships by diminishing the importance and beauty of so-called traditional marriages. But on Tuesday morning, two Tallahassee women turned an unassuming park surrounded by blank white office buildings with cigarette smoke and rumbling cars into something truly beautiful.
Invested in me by the great state of Florida.
Yes!
I now pronounce you spouses. You may seal the deal with a kiss.
You can't really hear it, but as Iona and Rochelle recited their vows, someone performing at the inauguration two blocks away was singing. And the song was surprisingly apropos. America the Beautiful. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.